Cool thing about the Brown versus Board of Education is that it helps integrate schools. And it's not the full story. Mm-hmm. And the reason I know is because it's my family. I'm able to hear it firsthand of the true story from the people's lips who are actually there and who actually lived it. My grandmother's Linda Brown and Oliver Brown that the story is focused on is my great grandfather.
That when the extermination order came through in Missouri from Governor Boggs, he noticed there were a bunch of free slaves that were beginning to integrate and join the Latter-day Saints at that time in the state of Missouri, which was a slave state.
And we're gonna be talking about Black history from a Latter-day Saint perspective and why it's so important and highlighting some important people some of you viewers at home may not know of or never heard of. And I think some of us here are gonna be enlightened as well.
Is knowing what we come from can embolden us and inspire us into where we're supposed to go.
You know, they paint this picture like they were just dumb, you know?
And so the remembrance and fear of Nat Turner's rebellion began to incite the individuals of Missouri and Missourians at that time.
You hear these stories, there's so much power, powerful. It makes you want to go do something to like better yourself or help someone else out.
Right. Each part of that extermination order and driving the Saints out of Missouri was because of the repercussions of Nat Turner's slave rebellion and the fear of another uprising